Today's title, here we go, Jim, one more thing. Today's title is not the title of the lesson. I can't believe this is happening, but anyway. The title of this part one is called The Spark Within, Awakening to Divine Identity. The Spark Within, Awakening to Divine Identity. I neglected to pass on to my PowerPoint person that I had changed directions. But that's okay, we're here. So the next couple of weeks, I want you to take this journey with me. Now this journey is going to involve some work on your part, some things that I want you to go home and do during the week, and then come back and give me feedback. Let me know how it worked for you. So first I want to get us on one page, all right? Because I always confess to you that I grew up thinking Christ was exclusively Jesus' last name. Anybody else? that it was just exclusively for Jesus. And then I came into unity. So I want to give you some definitions of Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, from what we call the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. Now, if you're new, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary and Revealing Word will help you through anything that I may say up here from this platform, because it will give you the deeper meaning, what we're talking about in unity when we say it. So, this may be hard to take in. Take a deep breath and just let it kind of shimmer over you. Christ is the only begotten Son of God. Or, as we say in these circles, the one complete idea of perfection in divine mind or in God mind. The Christ is the embodiment of all divine ideas, such as intelligence, life, love, substance, and strength. This Christ, or this perfect idea, existing eternally in divine mind, is the true spiritual higher self of every individual. Every individual. Now I'm going to give you a scripture to kind of help focus in on this, because we don't often think of the Christ as being in us. Well, we do now, don't we? That the Christ is in us. But from the scriptures, John 14:20 reads, "You will realize," this is Jesus Christ talking, or Christ Jesus, I like to say for this one. "You will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." What does that tell you? Does it tell you separation? I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. That tells me I'm living and moving and having my being in all that's divine, in all that power. in all that presence. I love it, don't you? Yeah, just think about it. Think about what you are. Wow. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you're less than that. This is especially for the children. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you're less than powerful, that you're less than a child of God, that you don't have that presence and power in you, because you do. And you know, that was enough to make me rise up out of my bed when I was studying this lesson. I said, whoa, okay, I'm healed. Their presence and power is in me. Each of us has within us the Christ, just as Jesus had our divine origin and birth. By continually identifying and unifying ourselves with it. And how do we do that? We do that by holding the highest thoughts and words. By doing that, we too shall become what we were created to be. Wow, what does that mean for us? You and I to live the Christ idea. It's not about rigid rules or reciting 50 of this or 20 of that or knowing this or knowing that. It's about something deeper. It's something much more personal. It's recognizing and activating. Ooh, I love that word, activating. Don't you want to activate that power and that presence within you? It's about activating the divine spark within each and every one of us. In us, we have great potential, just waiting to be, here's my word again, activated. Think of a light bulb. A light bulb, it has the potential to radiate brilliance, right? Okay. To illuminate a room. But without the connection to a power source, what happens with that light bulb? Yeah. It remains dormant. It's still a light bulb. It still has the potential, but it remains dormant. Now, like the light bulb, we too possess that inherent brilliance, that divine potential, but it requires conscious connection to the source, to the Christ within, to that connection that we have with spirit, with God, with divine energy, what do you want to call it? It requires that connection. Not only that, we make decisions and live from the source that is within us. And that's how we activate that power. So where does Jesus come in? I know I see a few light bulbs out there. Where does Jesus come in? Where do we fit that in, Vernetta? Well, Jesus wasn't just a man who lived 2,000 years ago. He was the embodiment and example of what is possible for all of us. He demonstrated the power of what? Unwavering faith. He demonstrated that. He demonstrated the power of what? Unconditional love. He didn't place conditions on who he cared for and who he embraced. He showed us that the kingdom isn't some far off destination that we have to catch a plane or a bus or buy a ticket to. He showed us that the kingdom is a state of consciousness that we can accept here and now. Okay, what is consciousness? Consciousness is everything we see, hear, the five senses. Consciousness is what we take in on a daily basis. If we work with our consciousness, we can access whatever it is that's within us that's going to propel us out into the world of appearances and give us the strength and power to move through whatever it is you're moving through. So, living the Christ life, then that makes it a conscious choice. What are you choosing here today? Are you going to make a conscious choice? Be careful with that. When you make that conscious choice, you're going to have work to do. Doesn't just happen because we've been programmed and programmed and programmed. I don't know about you, but I have watched so much news till I almost bought into all that. So we have to work with our consciousness, work with what we're, discern what we're taking in. Make sure that it's the truth of our being. The truth is, there is only love. Hard to believe, isn't it? But there is only love. And we here can be the pioneers, I guess, for it. Because we can go out and express it, no matter what life throws at us. I'm going to express love. You ever have somebody say something about you that kind of made you a little angry? Or a little perturbed, or a little upset, or... yeah. I get, there's a couple of us, I guess. You know, that stuff does not matter. That stuff, you can let it roll off. Because that's not the truth of you. But if you don't know any better, you're going to buy into that. Mm-hmm. So take some time to get to know the power that's in you, what you are. You know, playing with words, in unity we say who we are is the personality. Who I am is Vernetta. Who I am is spiritual leader here at this church. But I am deeper than that, because what I am at the very core, the very essence of me, is a spiritual being connected to my Christ self, connected to the source. And knowing that whatever avenue turns up for me, whatever road I travel, great or not so great, I'm still going to come out on top, because guess what? That's just stuff. I'm a spiritual being, and all this stuff out here, this is our human experience, and I'm happy for it, aren't you? Oh, come on, you got to be happy for it. You got to be happy for the stuff. Because in the stuff is our lessons. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how we take that spiral upward. So you got to be happy for the stuff. I know sometimes it's not warm and fuzzy, but that's okay. Because guess what? Stuff doesn't come to stay unless you barricade it in. It comes to pass. Just go with that flow. Okay. Yeah. So, I want us to awaken as a spiritual community to our divine identity. because that makes us a magnet. That's how we grow. That's how we expand. That's how we let our Christ take the lead and move through this human experience. We need to take time to do, as I always tell people, sit with it. You know, the only way to grow, the only way to move through this physical realm is to get to know what you are. To take time to just contemplate daily, I am a spiritual being. If you don't know what that means, grab your revealing word or daily or metaphysical Bible dictionary. See what it means. Call me. My number is all over the place, and calls are welcome. Call me. But you have to do the work. Anybody read Brian Katie? You have to do the work. You can't be lazy about it. You have to do the work if you want to take that time to ignite that spark within, to activate that spark within, and awaken to a full knowing of your divine identity. Now, when you do this, I'm not saying things aren't going to happen to you. You know that stuff, you know that life stuff. It may get busy, but you have the presence and the power to stand on and to move through any experiences. I'm a living witness to that. So your homework this week, I want you to take some time to tap into the wellspring of power that is within you. I want you to grab a few moments. I know sometimes we get busy and we got one thing after another, meeting after another, Zoom. Modern technology has us so connected till we don't take time to disconnect sometimes, do we? I know sometimes I look at my phone so much, my hand is just, and I'm like, oh, put the phone down. For heaven's sake, put it down and look around you. Look at the beauty. It's been hot out, but you know what? It's been beautiful, hasn't it? Yeah, if you're looking from your window in the coolness of your air conditioner. All this is part of our human experience. I want to tell you, if no one ever told you, you are not defined by your fears. You are not defined by your limitations. You are not defined by your past mistakes. That's all part of the human experience. You are a radiant expression of the Christ idea. The Christ is not a figure of the past, but a present, vibrant force within each one of you, yearning to be expressed, yearning to be activated. It is your inherent perfection, your unlimited potential, your unwavering connection to God, to the divine, to the energy of the universe, to all the love unconditional that there ever is, was, and will be. Your unlimited potential, your unwavering connection. So, meditate on these thoughts from this lesson. So that next week when you come in, you'll be prepared for part two of the series, Living the Christ Idea. And next week we're going to talk about something even more powerful, the law of mind action, how we shape our reality through thought. I want to know that, don't you?
Yeah.
How can we move the mountain with our thoughts? Yes. So let's take some time right now. I'm going to get you started on your homework. Let's take some time right now. We're going to first prepare our minds and our hearts by reciting the Lord's Prayer. And then I'm going to take you into a meditation where I'm going to give you some things. You may want to pick something out of there to contemplate on this week. So, let's affirm together the Lord's Prayer. Together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
So take a deep breath. Give yourself permission to relax in your seat, to let go. If you'd like, close your eyes or focus on something in the room. Take a deep breath in and release. Breathe in peace in this sacred moment. And if you feel any tension anywhere in your body, breathe in and exhale, letting those just drift away. You know, we all, of our human self, we often have to give ourselves permission for things. So in this moment, I want you to give yourself permission to let go. There's nothing you need to do, nowhere to be, just be right here, the spiritual being that you were created to be. And as we move from our heads down into our heart region, that spark is there. In some, it may already be activated. Or you may need to touch that light. It's eternal, loving and wise. It's always there whether you acknowledge it or activate it. It's always there. It is the spark of God expressing as you. And with each breath, imagine this light gently rising within you. A golden glow at the center of your being, expanding outward, illuminating your thoughts, softening your heart, awakening your soul. And guess what? You don't have to seek the light. You are the light.
are the living expression of divine mind, the embodiment of spiritual clarity, compassion, and truth. And this light grows with each thought that we feed it. This light grows. And in its wake, it reveals the wholeness that was already yours. It reveals the clarity that was already yours. It reveals the peace that is already yours. You're awakening to the expression of it. Light. Your eyes are open and you see with spiritual vision. And in this light you discern with love. In this light you walk in wisdom. And you come to the realization that living the Christ idea is not a concept, but it's a way of being. So breathe it in. Rest in the light. Listen in the light. And see yourself opening your arms to receive. And as you prepare to return from the time of quiet, carry this light into your words, into your choices, into your relationships. It's the light of the Christ, growing as we continue to move through. And throughout all, you become beacons of hope, beacons of healing and harmony. And as you go about your day, reach out and touch someone, a kind word, a hug, or just let your light shine as energy in the vicinity of their presence. Living the Christ idea is not so far-fetched as we awaken to the divine light within. Holy Spirit, we're so glad that we know we can come together and study this truth and lift one another up and to walk in the light that has been generated by the ages of those who follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. We're so grateful that we know we have that within us. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we bring with us the gifts that we have been so lovingly given. And we take them and use them out in the world as tools for love. And for this and for all things, dear God, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and?
So it is. Amen.
Amen. I want us to affirm this affirmation. And we're going to begin with ourselves. It's in your bulletin. And living the Christ idea, I awaken to divine light. Feel that light is still beaming within you. Make the connection. And let's affirm this together. Living the Christ idea, I awaken to divine light. And now if there's someone you know that's challenged, or if there's someone you just want to feel good, to feel these vibrations, to let that light surround them, anyone who may need healing, let's affirm this for them together. Living the Christ idea, you awaken to divine light. And feel those words going forth, brushing forth, surrounding and embracing them. And now as community, let's affirm this together. Living the Christ idea, we awaken to divine light. And that light is shining right here, right now in this room. In fact, I need my sunglasses. Bless you.